right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We're live from the Citadel parking lot. We're actually live from the Hard Rock Bet Bus in the Citadel parking lot right now as we are having ourselves a nice soccer watch party here today. We got USA and Australia. And so we want to celebrate with you guys. We want to watch it with you with our match vibe party. And excited to have you along here. The festivities getting underway shortly here. Leroy, are you excited?
I am. I'm telling you, another thing I'm more excited about, though.
What's that?
Out there, hot as hell. In here, nice and cool.
It is nice and cool in here.
Nice and cool.
It is nice and cool in here. I did see the
phone. And it's not helping the smell of this food. Oh,
dude, I just walked by when I was...
A meat carousel.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the meat carousel from Wild Fork, and it looks incredible. I mean, it looks unbelievable. It's like a flame. They're all racked up there. I don't know which one's the roux, but it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter.
Who gave you the impression that there was kangaroo over there?
I thought you guys said there was.
Brittany heard.
We heard whispers yesterday that there was going to be kangaroo.
Yeah. You know what they should do? They should fry one up, put an apple in it, like a pig roast.
That's so disturbing.
Why? Just because you picture it as some... You guys are picturing it like, it's, oh, it's adorable. Like, this is Rocco's Modern Life. No.
We see videos of them kicking the brakes off of people.
This is a battle of soccer, okay? When we go to Mexico, they're throwing bags of urine at us, okay? So I'm sorry. As much as you guys may like their cute accents... It's time to put that aside and for USA to kick their ass.
Who actually likes
if we had a roux
accents.
Roast, I'd be all for it. I don't know. People.
You.
People like their accents.
There's a lot of things you. I will follow you to do.
Yeah. Can I talk about what a bum Bill Simmons is for just a second?
What is he doing now?
Literally.
What isn't he doing? I mean, that's first off. What isn't he doing?
Stirring the pot.
Well,
people this is, like you pissed off?
Yeah, but the thing that pisses me off about it is, like, he's so disingenuous. You know what I mean? Like the fraudest of all the frauds. Because, you know, he's been on this whole kick about the Jaylen Brown Giannis trade, which, all right, whatever, dude. You hear what you want to hear. But the thing that annoys me about it is now he's acting like the Heat offer is a poo-poo platter. When, like, mere weeks ago, I'm gonna take you in the Wayback Machine, all right?
Oh, because mere weeks he was like, this is a great deal.
Great deal. He thought that the Heat were overpaying for Giannis. So yesterday, he got on his feelings. I don't know why.
Did you have anything to do with that?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that. I was minding my own business. I was going to a Michelob Ultra watch party. I was minding my own business.
Okay.
But I just thought this was hilarious because, you know, there was some discussion yesterday about the Heat deal and what they're offering for Giannis. And look, who knows what the hell is going to happen, right? But... He was doing like a snarky fake quote, and he goes, "We'd really like to get Giannis as long as we don't have to give up our only elite guy on our 10th seed that was 100% healthy for our play-in loss," which he wasn't, by the way. And we don't have to give up a top 10 pick or a killer young asset. Everything else on the table. Wait, why won't you guys give it to us? Bleep you, bleep holes. And all right, you want to be cute about that? That's fine. You want to be Mr. Snarkville about it? That's cool. Just a mere 3 weeks ago, listen to Lil Willie on his podcast boy over here. Listen to what he had to say about what the Heat had to offer.
Today about the Heat offering Hero, where the 13th pick and two future firsts for Giannis. I forget who reported that. Gary Werfel? Jerry Werfel?
Yeah.
I think that's who it was. Tyler says in past off seasons, I'd scoff at that. But isn't that pretty decent value with the new lottery rules, especially with Giannis's injury history? Couldn't the Heat be in the 4-10 range? I feel like firsts are a little more valuable now. Honestly, I felt the same way. I thought that was a lot.
Wow. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. A lot. Not a little. A lot, Lil Willie. So now all of a sudden that your beloved Celtics are trying to hone in on getting Giannis Antetokounmpo, now it's a poo-poo platter. Now the Miami Heat aren't offering Bupkis for Giannis. Isn't that interesting?
No.
Isn't that interesting?
May I ask you a question?
A mere three weeks ago, Leroy Horde, it was a lot.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
It's
your radio show, dude.
Does this coincide with the interest that maybe the Celtics have an interest in?
Yeah, you mean the Celtics' interest that he drummed up? Do you not see the fraudulence in all of that? And by the way, it's interesting to me that all of a sudden now he's backing off of it. And everybody around Boston's backing. Whoa, 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 whoa. We don't know. Hey, we don't
know why.
We don't know.
Because you know they have a temperamental star. And the last thing you need is to have this going on with Jaylen Brown.
Here's the one thing that I think is interesting, right? Mm-hmm. Forget the temperamental star for a second. All right, Jaylen Brown. I feel like you would be used to his personality, whatever it is. Very clearly, Jaylen Brown has a thing where he wants to have his own team. Cool, whatever. He had a great year. He's an awesome player. But let me ask you something. And I saw some reporting around this today, because here's what I'm confused about. The Miami Heat are offering... This is now turned into something that this deal is not, which is the Miami Heat... This has become... The Miami Heat are offering Tyler Hero, and the Celtics are offering Jaylen Brown. Are the Celtics offering picks with Jaylen Brown? Because Jaylen Brown, it's reported, doesn't want to play for the Milwaukee Bucks. And this is just me. If I was Milwaukee, all right? If I think, if everybody's out here saying, hey, Giannis and Bam, not that great. Not that great a team. Whereas Jason Tatum and Giannis, that could win the championship. Well, if I was a GM in Milwaukee, would I not want to trade him to the worst team? Because my picks would be better? So I'm a little confused by this Jaylen Brown nonsense, because this has become, oh, they're getting Jaylen Brown. They're not getting Jaylen Brown. They're, I guess, being told we're going to flip Jaylen Brown, but are they also getting picks? Are they also getting young guys? What else are the Celtics offering here? Oh, you get to make another trade of a star who's going to be disgruntled? Wow, what a privilege. I got to not only trade one disgruntled star, I have to trade two, but you're not giving me anything with that disgruntled star? It sounds like I'm doing your work. Who suckered the Bucks into thinking this was a good idea? I would love to know.
Bill Simmons?
Yeah. They're not keeping Jaylen Brown, allegedly. So what I'm getting is the privilege to trade Jaylen Brown? What else are they offering? The Miami Heat are offering the highest pick in this year's draft that the Bucks can get. So I'm just confused. Yeah, what are you going to get? Benny says, Pritchard and a lot of late picks? Oh, my God.
I would think that any trade that they would make, any trade that Milwaukee would make, would give them the ability to get younger. So that means a lot of young talent, a lot of picks, so that you can kind of take the same path as what OKC did.
Yeah.
So you get young players. You get a lot of young players, and then you get a lot of picks.
I just couldn't – I just can't stomach how stupid this has become, because everybody's acting like –
But why do you get caught up in it?
This is what I do.
I know. Right.
Why do I get caught up? Why does a fish bite a hook? I don't know. Because there's a lure. It's what I do. Fish eat. Birds fly. Tobin goes after meaningless Giannis fodder. That's what it is. I think it's fish swim. But the point is, look – this has become in the national media over this week, all right? And this is what frustrates people from Miami, because there's a bunch of O'Keefes and O'Malley's up there. Mm-hmm. This has become, oh, the Bucks, we're just getting Tyler Hero versus we're getting Jaylen Brown. No, dum-dums. They're not getting Jaylen Brown. They're getting the privilege to flip Jaylen Brown for something. Are they getting anything else? I'd love to know. And if they think that Giannis versus Jason Tatum is such an awesome pairing, well, those picks are going to stink.
Is that any different than involving Detroit in a trade with Milwaukee that sends Tyler Hero to Detroit?
Well, no, because the Heat are actually offering other stuff with Tyler Hero.
Okay.
Like, this has been reported, oh, you're going to get Jaylen Brown. If the Celtics are offering other stuff, I'd love to know what it is. I'd love to know. But nobody said that. Everybody's like, yeah, maybe they offer Jaylen Brown. Maybe you offer Jaylen Brown. What are you offering?
Would that be an even swap, though? Because they're
not if he's not playing for you. No. You literally are bringing in another disgruntled star. He's like, I don't want to be here. The only way, like, it makes sense is if they flip into Portland, because Portland has control of their picks. Or I guess Atlanta. Maybe, like, if they flip him to Atlanta for a top 10. That's a little like KD last year with the Jalen Green thing.
Right.
But I haven't heard anything like that. They're just like, yeah, yeah, we may flip to another team. It's like, hey, you're giving me more. It feels to me like the Celtics media has told the Bucks, oh, what a great gift you guys get. You get to trade Jalen Brown for us. We don't want to deal with his disgruntled ass. We get Giannis. You guys get Jalen Brown to trade Jalen Brown. It's like, yeah, but I could just trade Giannis.
Right.
What do I got to trade Jalen Brown for? I just trade Giannis. I get stuff. I get stuff from the Heat. I might get stuff from the Pistons. Nah. Trade him to us. Wouldn't it be cool if we had Giannis? I guess, but like, what am I getting out of this? Pritchard? A nice player, but I'm just, he's the Heat's Tyler Hero. What are we talking about here?
You saying Pritchard and Tyler Hero?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I'm getting at. Like, they're acting like, oh yeah, you get this great thing of Jalen Brown. Like, he's not saying here.
Right.
So if you're telling me they're giving four first round picks in Jalen Brown and then they can maybe flip Jalen Brown for eight picks. Okay. But right. It's not being reported like that.
Right.
It's just like, yeah, you guys get Jalen Brown. Okay. Wait. The Heat are offering us all this stuff and picks, and their picks might be better than yours.
And
it's like, oh,
our team can get substantially younger sooner.
Yeah. Oh, you guys don't just want to trade Jalen Brown for us?
Right.
No. I don't know. And that's why I feel like Lil Willie's out here lashing out, because 3 weeks ago, that's too much of the Heat of trading.
Right.
Last week, I've heard that the Jalen Brown thing is on the table and that the Bucks have gotten an offer from the Celtics. Then all the Celtics got sensitive about it. They're like, oh, we don't want it out there that Jalen Brown is being on the table. We don't even know if we want to trade him because, oh, by the way, the Bucks are probably like, hey, what are you guys giving us besides Jalen Brown? They're like, ah, just Jalen Brown, dude. And they're like, yeah, that's not better than what the Heat are giving us, because the Heat are giving us picks. And we think their picks might be worse than yours. Oh, really? But have you seen Jalen Brown's Twitch? So, I don't know. It felt like a little backtracking to me by old podcast boy over here.
Somebody probably called him out on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, my biggest gripe with you, Bill Simmons, is, you know, the Heat weren't good last year. I'm not going to mince words that they were. But you say they're healthy for their play-in loss. Like, Bam Adebayo wasn't taken out by LaMelo Ball and his ankle lock. So, you know, can we stay on point here, Lil Willie? Please. Please. I beg of you. Anyway, that rant brought to you by Doral Kia. In Miami at a Domino's game, you always find your abuelito. And whenever you want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Kia. What do we got for weather, Leroy? Give us a weather update by Tornado Roofing and Contracting, helping keep your home and family safe when the storm rolls in. Visit tornadoroofing.com for your free roof and window estimate.
Now, you want to know, this is the bus? Turn around.
They got radar.
That's little cheat sheet.
Yeah, they got radar.
Yep. Winds are coming out of the south, right? There's rain up near Broward. It's gone now. Was rain earlier, thunderstorms. But other than that, it is sunny and hot. And guess what? When you get down here to the Citadel, there's going to be cold refreshments. There's going to be food.
From you got food from Wild Fork.
That's your part.
Go ahead. Just adding something. You can say things that are there.
Right. I am.
I'm making our fine sponsors happy.
I am going to go out there and look at that meat casserole. I want one.
Oh, dude, the carousel of meat.
The carousel. I want one.
A cafecito right now, too.
I know. It's 12 o'clock.
It's 12 o'clock.
Well, you might want to head over to the La Llave tent there, Jennifer, for a little pep in your step. Also, I saw the kick challenge. Do you guys think you could hit that soccer ball?
I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go look.
Could you do it?
No.
Okay.
It's too hard. Like, I can't get the airlift like that. I'm going to send it like Jason Sanders on a 50 plus yarder.
Don't mention that name today.
Why?
It's a good day.
So you're admitting you can't do something?
Yeah.
Real men don't go down like that.
You can't do it.
We lie. Yes, I can.
Okay.
You said the first segment that you couldn't do it because of your toes.
You don't kick with your toes.
I'm done.
Okay, Leroy, I want to see you do it then. Okay. You can't back out.
Hey, can you just do me a favor, though?
What?
The last time you did a physical challenge at a company event, just you blew out your hammy. So just be careful, dude. I love you.
Don't lose a toe.
I don't want you to get hurt.
So question. If I pull the hammy, toss the water balloon, what the hell's going to happen if I kick a soccer ball? Huh.
You read my mind. That's my point.
Wait, you get on me. You were also running around chasing iguanas.
Uh-huh.
All right.
But did he pull a hammy?
I've never pulled a hammy. I've had dead foot.
To throw, Tobias. Really?
So I've never pulled a hammy. You've never gone fast enough to put stress on you.
No, that's not true.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't.
Oh, man. Anyway, come on out here, guys. Come on over to the Citadel. We are here. We are celebrating soccer. We're getting ready for USA and Australia today. And every hour, one lucky fan is going to get a shot to win up to $10,000 in our Soccer Kick Challenge. You guys can enjoy complimentary global food samples from Wild Fork, Cafecito from La Llave, Rooftop Vibes with Al Capone. Heat legend Udonis Haslam is going to be here aboard the Hard Rock Bet bus. And we got games, giveaways, prizes, match day excitement. You come for the soccer, you stay for the vibes. The summer of soccer at the Citadel starting now. Get on over here, guys. You might want to ride share. You might want to Uber. The parking is a little limited, so just a heads up there for you. There's a couple lots around here, but if you guys could do it, you could enjoy some more festivities, and then you don't got to worry about driving. So you might want to ride share over here. It's sponsored by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Got their stand over there, right? Looking refreshing, might I add, Michelob Ultra, as always. And you also have La Llave Smooth Espresso if you want to pick me up down here. Your South Florida Chevy dealers are out here. They got a fine line of vehicles you guys could take a look at. And you have Al Capone, sweet hand-rolled cognac cigars, Wild Fork Neighborhood Meat and Seafood Market. We are aboard the Hard Rock Bet Sportsbook bus and by Verizon, an official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. We take a break and roll on after more. Right after this. All right, welcome back, gang. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. As we take you guys up until 2 here on the program, we're live from the Hard Rock Bet Bus right here at the Citadel, a home base. We are excited to have you guys out here today for a party to watch a little soccer with us. We got Team USA and Australia going at it today at 3 p.m. And in the meanwhile, we got a lot of fun festivities here with you. Tobin and... No, you didn't make it. You guys were late.
There's a video.
You guys were late. I'll allow it because you got Cafecito from La Llave. I understand you guys wanted to power up, but you hobnobbing is hobnobbing.
Okay,
stop shouting.
Minus
you made it.
One.
You didn't make it.
I did. No, I'm talking about the ball, the soccer ball.
He got it through the hole?
Yes.
Get out of here.
I have a video.
No grand. Way.
That's why we're you know.
What, were you do it? Did you do it from the distance they want you to do it?
No, I did it from further back.
Nah, get out of here,
so you,
dude.
Yes. So you really? Yes. So you would have won $10,000?
I told you.
Hold on.
Listen.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You walked out here into the Citadel parking lot today.
Yep.
Cold.
Yep.
Well, hot. But cold.
Yep.
No warm. Can you talk in the microphone like a professional?
Oh, my God.
He's
like,
just really hype right now, okay? He did a good thing.
All right, so let me get this straight.
Video evidence.
I have a video.
I got to see this. Let me see this, Jennifer.
Yes.
You walked out onto the parking lot cold. Oh, that's not it, though. That's not the contest kick.
No. I got 100 points, though.
Okay, but that's not the contest kick.
The contest kick is even...
Wait, which was the contest one then?
The contest kick.
The one over to the right.
The one that says $10,000 kick for cash, Jennifer.
All right, I'll do that.
Oh, I didn't see.
I'll do that one next. You don't think I can do it?
Well, look, if you guys want to...
Hold on. Hold on. I just want to be clear here. Brittany, do you see the size of the goal he got it in?
It was the same... No.
Brittany? Wait, no, it's not the same size.
I'm so confused.
To get it through the hole is even smaller than the regular one.
It's high, though.
So's the other one. I made it through.
Dude, no, it's not as high.
Yeah, no.
The 100 points is as high.
All right, dude. Listen, can I just tell you, you're not Davy Messi over here, all right? I'm sorry. It was good.
Can you just tell him he did a good job?
He did a good... No, okay. He did a... Let me just say this.
I threw 100 points.
All right, you didn't get it that high.
I did!
It is high.
You did a good job.
Show him the one I made.
You did a good job, but you didn't make the $10,000 kick. I thought you made the $10,000 kick.
No, I'll go
we'll
do it
go
next.
To that one next. While he's still hot. Leroy, I'm your friend, and I'm happy. I'm proud of you.
I'll figure it out.
It was good.
No, like you said.
That was impressive, but I want to see you do the competition.
Right. Okay.
That was his warm up, guys.
Oh, okay. Well, you came in there acting like you would have won $10,000.
Yeah.
Understand, the argument was you'll never be able to kick it that high. Remember what happened at the company picnic?
Like you're adding tone to that I didn't give. I'm just saying, you told me you did something. I was like, oh, you didn't do what I thought you did. That's all.
I got it through a
It's kind of like telling me I saw Bigfoot, and what you saw was like a Tasmanian devil. It's like, well, that's rare, but it's not Bigfoot.
I'm here for Leroy.
What? No, don't get mad at me, dude. It's impressive. I'm happy for you. No, I'm genuinely happy for you. But he did not make the $10,000. You guys can come down here and make the $10,000 kick.
I'll go make it in the next break.
We will see if you can make it in the next break, because we got to go to break soon. But that's not what you did. I think you could.
Oh, no. That's not what you were saying when I left.
I actually don't think you could. But I am happy that you walked away with it injury-free.
You don't have to kick it that hard to get it up there.
It doesn't matter, dude. Like, neither you don't have to toss a water balloon hard either.
No, it's how you hit the ball.
I know. You got to guide it.
No, it's not guiding.
It's guiding.
Oh, my goodness. You're the worst.
Dude, you're no Pele, all right? Like, calm down.
I'm not trying to be Pele.
She kind of sounds like you're trying to be Pele.
I'm just telling you that I'm an athlete. I figure things out.
All right, but you didn't athletically do what you claimed to do.
I got it through a hole that was smaller.
You made, like, the $100 kick.
No.
Let me
see that kick.
I want to see you do it.
I will do it. Let me see the kick again.
The one I made.
I want to see the one he made.
I mean, obviously, I'm going to show him that one.
Right.
Oh, how many attempts did you take?
Like 4.
All right, so he made it under. All you did was go under the make.
No, keep going.
Look at him diminishing your work, your hard work.
All right, I'm looking at it. I'm checking you out right now. He's got the cafecito in hand. Impressive.
Exactly.
That was an impressive kick. I didn't actually see
I apologize.
That was an impressive kick.
It's smaller.
I don't think you could do that 100 more attempts you had. I don't think you could do that again.
Sure.
But that was an impressive kick.
Oh, my goodness.
I take it back. I actually didn't see that kick.
His response to me is, bet you couldn't do it again.
I think that is a harder kick.
Yes.
Now, I think you might be a little psyched out because you don't have as much, like, leeway. Like, the $10,000 kick's got a narrow wherewithal, so you really like it might play with your head, but that was an impressive kick. I apologize. I'll take my minus one for sass.
Take the minus one for sass and tone.
I think we don't have that one.
I think we still do.
For tone? I don't think we have that.
Minus one for sass.
I would like to find Mike Biamonte if we could this summer. He's probably like, hey. Where do you think he is? Like under an umbrella
avoiding
somewhere?
Avoiding us.
Why? Mike Biamonte is retired. He's drinking out of a coconut right now. He goes, his voice is probably so relaxed.
Right. No more tea.
I mean, well deserved.
Can I tell you something, though? If we get Giannis and then, like, just we sit down for the first game and then all of a sudden, ladies and gentlemen, all of a sudden Mike Biamonte just kidding, made my return, beer for Giannis. Because that might be the greatest name that he ever gets to do.
So you think he's gonna pull? What's my man?
Brett Favre.
With the Rams, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, who would be upset? Like, I don't even know who's up for the voice. Truly,
we don't have like.
But who amongst us, if the Heat got Giannis Antetokounmpo, who wouldn't want Mike Biamonte to return and hear how he would say his name, get the goosies with him saying his name? Would anybody object?
No. No, I didn't realize when you meet him and you talk to him, you don't realize how long he did it. That's the crazy thing. Like, maybe he wants to go live some life, man.
That's fair. I'll allow him to live his life. But I would like him to do some more voice work for us.
Yeah. One more.
Just one more. One more, Mike. One more. Okay. If we could badge you one more.
Don't worry, Mike. He treats me the same way because I made
impressive.
The kick.
I apologize.
And then he goes, one more.
I apologized. All I saw was the scoot kick under there. I was like, a toddler could do that.
No, I was trying to get my...
Jennifer, that first kick was not impressive.
I literally showed you the same video. I don't know what you're
I didn't see the second part. You showed me the first. I was like, okay, that wasn't impressive. But then the second part, I didn't see that.
That's the only one I showed you.
Yeah, but you didn't show the reload.
I did it during a break, so it wasn't like I had a whole bunch of time.
All right, dude. Listen, you're not under the pressure of Pulisic, all right? Calm down.
Wait. This is all from a guy who said I couldn't do it. I did it, and now you're
saying... proud of your butt, and let's move on.
I said I was proud.
Soccer player.
What, do you want a trophy? I said I was proud of you.
Okay. How long do you think it take you to do it?
To do the 100? I don't think I could hit that one. But I could get some goals. Mm-hmm. I could get some goals. I don't think you could hit that 100 again, though. I think there was a little luck in that kick.
I could do it again.
All right. If you say so.
Like,
if you say
I wish somebody in this company knew what kind of athlete I was.
You're lashing out.
Roy.
All right. We all know you were a Pro Bowl.
That's for anybody that works at Odyssey, because I think you guys don't know.
Now they
like,
know.
What are you?
Are you getting mad at everybody because I didn't see the kick?
Right.
Yes, because you fall in line with all the other knuckleheads that we work with.
I don't fall in line. I've seen you get. First of all, okay. Listen.
You don't have to.
You okay?
I guess me being proud of him just doesn't any significance.
I've seen your athletic feats. I've also seen your athletic downfalls. Okay.
Yes.
Namely, trying to buckle yourself in. So, I've seen the ups and the downs, dude. I've seen it all.
I literally almost ripped the car door off over a seatbelt.
We're live here from the Citadel for our Summer of Soccer Match Vibe Party. Happy to have you all out here. We're broadcasting live from the Hard Rock Bed Bus. Thank you to them. Fantastic job by everybody here at the Hard Rock crew today. We thank them. We thank La Llave Cafecito, which has Leroy as hopped up as I've heard. He is absolutely.
Now, let's.
I'm about to go for seconds. It was delicious.
Well, you don't eat anymore.
Me.
You're very aggressive right now.
Oh, how am I aggressive?
Me? No, here's the other.
Because all I did was not see the second part of your video, and you look like you want to stone cold stun me.
Hmm.
Here's the thing. I need another one.
It's not my fault. I had big eyeballs.
Half of it when I was kicking. I dropped half of it when I was kicking.
There you go.
So there.
We also want to thank Wild Fork, as they're going to have complimentary Global Foods
samples.
Oh,
no, I saw somebody eating meat, and they don't have kangaroo, do they?
Oh, man, really?
No.
They lied to us.
They didn't lie.
I would have done it, though. I would have done it.
No one is questioning if you would or you wouldn't.
Nope.
I'll tell you who's not a friend. I'll tell you who's not a friend of mine today. Australia. Just today. We can lay down our swords afterwards.
Should
but today.
Should we all go outside and step on our root balls? We purchased.
Also, want to thank Michelob Ultra. They got the Michelob Ultra stand over there, looking mighty refreshing. Mighty refreshing over there. Al Capone sweet hand rolled cognac cigars, and by Verizon, the official sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Udonis Haslam's going to be here aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus a little later on today as well. Mister 305 UD, the captain, the legend, is stopping by. So we have a lot of festivities. Looking forward to seeing you guys here as we got USA and Australia coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll take a break. More Tobin and Leroy after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We got a fun day here today on this Friday, this game day, USA versus Australia. We're aboard the Hard Rock Bet Bus. Leroy is waltzing up here. He has got some meat from... Mm-hmm. Wild Fork, look at you. Now, that $10,000 kick was really hard. I didn't know it was that far. But listen, it's not the $10 kick. It's not the $10 kick. It's a $10,000 kick.
I didn't think it was that far either.
You got some air, though. I'll give you that. You got some air. I think if you,
The problem is that you have to figure out where your aim is.
You have to figure out your aim.
And you don't have time for all that.
And we got wind. You got a little gust.
Nah, but I hook it a little bit anyway.
You got that? That's natural to your game.
Yeah.
It's natural to your game.
Because my toe just snaps and hooks it.
Oh, man. Somebody's got some coconut drinks. What's in those? Yeah, I see you.
Yeah.
What's in those things?
That's
those,
not even a real coconut.
They look delicious. I like those, though. They're like the shaved open ones. Mm-hmm. That's another thing in my TikTok algorithm I love. I love people who just, like, smash open a coconut with a knife.
Oh,
like
they'll
like dice it around, just a sweet.
You know,
ASMR.
In most islands that have.
My man, thank you so much.
What is that?
Wow! Look at that service.
One more. Bring it one more.
Thank you.
Is this a real coconut? No.
It is now.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh wow, that is delightful.
Coconut water.
Love it. You got anything else I can throw on this thing?
Yeah.
Here you go, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Look at this. We're getting some service here today.
Thank you.
Getting treated like royalty on
the
Hard Rock Bet Bus.
You know what coconut water is good for? Rehydrating.
Got to stay hydrated, champ.
Got to stay hydrated, champ. Champ been too hydrated. He needs to probably.
Man, I feel bad. Every day it seems like a new story comes out about Floyd. He's getting sued by some promoters because he took advances on his fights.
And didn't fight?
Well, he hasn't fought yet. He's supposed to do he's supposed to fight this dude in Greece. He's supposed to fight Tyson, and he's supposed to fight Pacquiao. But apparently the Tyson promoter is suing him, and then Netflix, they were worried about him backing out. I don't know what's going on with Floyd, man. You know? Bums me out a little bit. I hope that... I just couldn't imagine making that much of a fortune. And, like, but I do realize the thing with boxers is you do have a lot of people, like, the hands in the pockets, the cuts that are taken. I don't know if you're keeping the best track of it. But, yeah, it's been a rough, seems like, 6 months for him in the headlines.
The thing that happens to fighters is the promoters get them, and you don't even realize you're getting got.
Yeah.
And
well, at one point, that was the other thing. At one point, he was, like, suing Al Heyman. I'm like, he's suing everybody.
Right.
You know, and he used to have, like, a pretty strong relationship with Al, so... I don't know what's going on there, man. I don't have enough deets to it.
I mean, then here's the other thing. You hear the story that Tyson told, I think, talking to Crowder and them guys. He said, I was down to my last $2 million. That's part of the problem. That's not being broke. Right?
Yeah.
So there's that. I don't know.
C. Dallas says coconut water also a heavy laxative, so enjoy. All right.
No, it's not. I've never had coconut water in.
You got to drink a lot of it.
Okay.
You got to drink a lot of it. You got to go like. I think didn't Ozzie Guillen? I feel like he made fun of that one time because a lot of the Marlins were chugging coconut waters. And he goes, you can't keep doing that. Like that's gonna go wrong for you. So I don't know, but these ones from Hard Rock are delicious.
They are.
Are delicious.
They are.
In the meanwhile, we got USA and Australia, Giannis watch, nothing new. I mean, today there's been some stuff on Tyler Herro. Zach Lowe went on his podcast today. We got podcast up the wazoo, and he's saying that I've heard, this is from Drew Starr's Twitter account, he says, I've heard Milwaukee could flip Tyler Herro for a decent return, more draft equity. I think there are going to be deals for Herro if that's the way Milwaukee wants to go. He says the Miami Heat are still the safe bet to get Giannis.
Who said that today?
Zach Lowe.
Okay.
No post.
All right.
Well, I don't think they call it that show anymore, but whatever. So we'll see. I mean, that we saw the social media behavior from Tyler Herro. I will say, I did see a report about Plan Bs today in The Athletic. And they mentioned Ja.
Woo-hoo! Dude, I cannot. Like, you are hard-headed.
Dunks, 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 dunks,
you
dunks, dunks,
dunks, are dunks, dunks, dunks. Hard.
I want to throw this coconut like a head. Grenade. Shh, throw it like a grenade. I'm not going to do that because there's too much fancy equipment here, but I want to throw it like a grenade and then cover my ears being like, God, that'd be so much fun.
A Hill character.
No, I won't do that on Press Row. On Press Row, I'll act like a professional. But
kinda.
No, I am
like
a professional. I am a professional.
Now, I want you guys to understand this. When we're out in the wild, this man is very professional.
Yeah.
And he always looks at me like, can you be more professional? And I'm like, really? Coming from you? Like, it's lunacy.
No, I'm very professional, though. I'm very buttoned up.
But they all, like, I mean, they all come over to him. I'm just an innocent bystander in this man's life, his world.
Ooh, Ja Morant, +3.
Huh?
He's +3. I saw on your score over there.
You want a leaderboard?
Yeah, you give me a leaderboard. What do we got over there?
Let's see.
Chino says, does Ja even dunk anymore after the injuries? He'll dunk when he gets down here.
Wyndham Clark is at 7 under. Wow. Okay.
Is he killing it?
Colin Morikawa is at 2 under. Oh, Matt Fitzpatrick is at 2 under. Xander Schauffele is at 2 under. But Colin Morikawa is 5 under par for the day.
All right.
So that'll be another score that has never been shot.
So there must be like some guy who's just getting the lucky wind, like while they're
it matters.
While they're playing.
It really does matter. Yeah, he shot 65. Colin shot 65. So it's not that it does matter, and you can get lucky. So early in the morning or late in the afternoon, everything, that's when your weather starts settling down, and you can make a good run. So like the middle of the day, that's when the winds and the conditions are at their peak. So like this is why on the weekend, right, when the leaders tee off at 2 or 3 o'clock, like, yeah, if you get out early and you get a shoot a score, if the winds are terrible, if the weather's bad, if it's windy, it's dry, it's crusty, the leaders fall back to the field.
I feel so relaxed listening to you talk golf while I drink this coconut water.
I know.
You can't forget the flower, too.
And the flower. And the flower. A tropical flower.
You know, you know what this could use?
Something.
A little rum.
A little something, yeah.
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 Uh-oh.
You let me know. Anybody sees that?
Don't worry, Brittany. I'm going to see if I can take
it. Hey, Glenn! You know what this coconut could use? Some rum!
Is he
there? He's right here.
Yeah, he's walking actually by. Looking?
He can't
hear you?
Yeah, we saw him fucking like, he was so uncomfortable because the speakers are on and everybody's looking at him now. We'll take a break here. Our final hour is coming up here at the Citadel Broadcasting Live. We can't wait. We hope you guys come on down here, enjoy the festivities, and we will take a break. Leroy's about to have some wild fork. What do you got there? What is that, some meat?
Meat, steak. Yeah,
steak.
No, it's for you.
Oh, thanks, man. I don't want just one piece of steak, though. I think I'm just going to get my own.
Okay.
I appreciate the offer, though. Mm. We'll take a break. Final hour of the program coming on up. We are back after this.